The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We're going to have Rockets Thunder, which, let's face it, that's intriguing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I don't care what you think of if the Rockets are the better team, if you think the Thunder are the better team. The fact that those two teams who swapped point guards in the offseason, that's a big deal.
Especially if Russell Westbrook can't play a few games. Going to get really interesting.
Let's say you're in the police station, and the officer says, son, I'm going to tell you what. You tell me the whole story, and I'm going to make sure that you don't get in big trouble. And the Astros were like, here's who I was with. Here's how it happened. This is the whole story.
Here's how we did the trash cans.
The Red Sox did it sort of the mafia way.
Right.
MLB came to them and said, we know what you've done. We want all that you've got on it. We want evidence. We want to know who was involved. And the Red Sox sat there smoking a cigarette and said, oh, yeah? If you knew something, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd already be in a cell.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. Know the number for that, and you can get on Twitch, watch us there, hear the conversation off air. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of different topics, but we're going to be pedo-free here in the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, this show is always the... is always pedo-free, I have to say.
Right.
But
sometimes we talk about other people who do that.
Yeah, so pedo-free and bad text-free. So if you're going to send me more bad text, don't bother because you're not going to get them read. So you wanted to get Shannon on. Can we get Shannon on?
Let's talk to Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Sports. What's up, fellas?
Sports to you.
Two-part. First one being, of course, the Saints homer that you guys know me for. I can verify, since training camp has started, that now that Tom Brady is in the NFC South, he does sit when he pees. All right, so we're going to move on to part two.
Okay.
Did you guys see the story of the Seahawks guy that got cut today for sneaking a person into the hotel room disguised as an NFL player? And I was wondering if you can verify it was the Arkansas milk guy being disguised as an NFL player.
It was not.
Into the hotel.
Hey, man, I didn't go to – I wasn't in the bubble not 1 minute. No, that did happen. A rookie from the Seahawks.
kind of admire his attempt here, but
– nice try.
Yeah.
Kima Severin, and he – there he goes. He's gone. I mean, that sucks, but – you got to be smarter than that.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Hard Knocks?
I haven't yet.
You're one of most of everybody.
Which, by the way, apparently the ratings are just awful.
Yeah, and I have to say, I watched it last night. I see why the ratings are awful. It was really hard to stay with it because, for one thing, they're bouncing between team to team, and then most of it is just COVID testing, and I really don't need to see what it's like to go through a COVID test and what it's like to, I mean, we've all been doing the mask thing for so long. I think the show has really lost a lot over the years, and it's a lot of the same things with just different people. And this, I think, was a different look at it because it kind of gave you an insight into what practice looks like. But the practice is just walkthroughs. And I found it to be extremely boring. To the point of, I was asking myself why I watched the whole thing. And I kind of felt like once I started it, I'd want to talk about it on air. But it's, I hope it gets better. But, you know, I've kind of been out on Hard Knocks. I just feel like I have to watch it. But this is, this one not so good.
Yeah.
One episode, though. One episode.
Yeah. I mean, things can change.
They can. So, all right, we'll do Gym of the Day next segment. Can we get to these GMs since we're talking a little
bit
of football?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm going to – well, number one on the list is pretty easy, right? I think you can get number one.
The best GMs?
Yes.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is number one.
Shocker.
No question. Let's see how many of the top five you can get.
Okay. Do they count Andy Reid or Brett Veach as the...
They count... well, let me see. I'm having to scroll. They do not have Andy Reid, so...
Okay.
Brett Veach.
I don't know if I would feel like putting Brett Veach up that high. What about John Schneider of the Seahawks?
Brett Veach is number 10, by the way.
Okay.
So,
who's this according to, by the way?
USA Today. John Schneider, Seahawks, number 6.
Okay. What about Mickey Loomis?
Mickey Loomis, number 5.
All right. I'm getting there. You know who I'll give credit to, and it may seem early to put him here, but they've built such a good roster, is John Lynch.
John Lynch is not in the top 10.
A little disrespectful.
Yeah, a little bit of disrespect. Let me see where it has him. Number 11.
Eric DaCosta, Baltimore.
Eric DaCosta, I believe, is number 3.
Okay. Now, that's respect.
Yeah, that's respect.
You know, I wouldn't have thought this a year or two ago, but Brandon Bean in Buffalo has to be starting to move up that list.
Brandon Bean is checking in at number 8.
Okay.
I'll give you the other two because I don't think you'd be able to. Well,
hold on. Give me just a second.
All right, because you're...
Is one of them Kevin Colbert?
Kevin Colbert, number 2.
Okay. Well, that's a little higher than I would have guessed.
Yeah, I agree, but...
Is the other one in the top 5? Howie Roseman.
Howie Roseman, yeah. So your 5 are Mickey Loomis 5, Howie Roseman 4, Eric DaCosta 3, Kevin Colbert 2, Bill Belichick 1.
Okay, what about Rick Spielman?
Rick Spielman not in the top 10.
What about Chris Ballard?
Ballard's number 7. That was the one that. So 6 is John Schneider. 7, Chris Ballard. 8, Brandon Bean. 9, you have not gotten, and I don't think you ever will. And Brett Veach is number 10.
Okay. You don't think I ever will?
No.
Oof.
Because it's one you would disagree with strongly. And here's your other hint. They've actually been mentioned on the show today.
The guy has?
Not the guy.
The team has.
The team has.
That guy called and said he was a Saints homer. Oh, is it Stephen Jones?
Stephen and Jerry, yeah. Oh, number 9.
Yeah, I do disagree with you.
I like what they've done other than quarterback. Okay, so
but there's a long-standing history of, like...
Yeah, well, once Stephen got involved, I think this franchise has gone the right direction. I don't know that... I think they're going to have a hell of a year.
I mean, Stephen Jones, like, you put him ahead of John Elway, who's, like... Now put John
Elway,
but
John Elway's also had some big misses too, and anyway, here's some of the other ones for you. Lynch, we mentioned 11. Tom Telesco, 12. Isn't Elway technically president, not GM?
I think he's both.
Rick Spielman, 13. Thomas Dimitroff, 14. John Elway, 15. Those are your top 15.
Okay.
Where would you think Bill O'Brien ranks?
32.
Is that your final answer?
No.
It should be your final answer because okay. He ranks number 32, which is the best part about this whole thing.
Is that ahead of, like, I mean, so he's behind, like, Andrew Berry, who, like,
he's dead last.
He hasn't done anything.
Here's what they say. We haven't had a lot of time to evaluate O'Brien as a general manager. He took over the role last summer, but that hasn't stopped him from showing us that his valuation of assets is way off. He traded multiple first-rounders for a left tackle, whom he was then forced to overpay. He gave away Jadeveon Clowney for mid-round picks after botching his contract situation last summer. And then he traded away an elite receiver for a washed-up, overpaid running back.
Are those things not good?
Other than that, O'Brien has done a fine job. So...
I would bet Joe Douglas from the Jets is pretty far down that list.
31 is Ron Rivera, who's now running things in Washington.
What about Dave Caldwell of Jacksonville? Pretty bad.
Let's see. Because I have long descriptions, so it's a pain in the ass to scroll back and forth, so I'm just going to give you the numbers. O'Brien, 32. Ron Rivera, 31. Bob Quinn of the Lions at 30.
That's fair.
Dave Gettleman of the Giants at 29.
Also fair.
Yeah, it may turn out to look pretty good with Daniel Jones, though. We'll see. 28, Jason Licht of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ryan Pace should be in that come from the Bears.
Ryan Pace, 27. Mike Mayock, 26. David Caldwell, 25. Wow.
That's over respect.
Marty Herney of the Panthers at 24. Steve Keim of the Cardinals at 23. Joe Douglas, 22. Wow, that seems like
that's
a lot.
High.
Andrew Berry, 21. And he says, I'm probably overrating Berry here based on his background. Yeah, you are. What has he done? Boy, that's three,
showed up.
3-2 Golden Knights. You can see Aaron's face drop over there. Chris Greer, the Dolphins at 20. Mike Brown and Duke Tobin of the Bengals at 19. Brian Gutekunst of the Packers, 18. I don't know how to pronounce his name. John Robinson, 17 for the Titans. Les Snead of the Rams at 16. And we already did the top 15. So there you have it. But I think the fun part was O'Brien, 32.
Yeah. So. Poor guy. No respect.
A through two asks, say, Fred, I know you're the romantic type wife. I have an anniversary gut restaurant recommendations. Boy, while things are closing up right now, I do know B&B Butchers is open, and they're very, very safe, and that's a great
Very delicious.
And the food's fantastic. So,
take it to Brennan's.
Brennan's is nice. You know, we've gone to the Rustic a couple times.
Have you been to the new one here, Post Oak?
No, just the one over by, because there's one. Like,
oh, there's one by your house.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, not even a quarter mile away. So, and, you know, the thing that's good about that place is it's really big and there's not many people in it, so you don't have to sit next to anybody. But yeah, if you can do B&B Butchers if you want to impress. So, Gio says, my son would sneak his girlfriend into dorms in a suitcase. She was flexible. Yeah, hey, I admire the guy's hustle, but during the Rona, you can't do it.
No.
So, and Behannon did mention something from Hard Knocks that was a positive. Sean McVay's fiance.
Oh, is she strong?
You would expect, right?
You would. He seems like he's a guy who's got it going on.
He's a rich. He's, you know.
He's young. He's good looking. He's successful.
Yeah. She's still too hot for him, but yeah. All right.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Elite Health. If you or someone you know is dealing with BPH or enlarged prostate and it's non-cancerous, you don't need the surgeries. If you hear about the surgical options for this, it ain't pretty. It involves a drill in your pee hole. And Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health was like, I'm not doing that to my patients. I got a better idea. He's the first guy in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's an advanced minimally invasive procedure. Uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out of the facility in a few hours, done right there in their office. Nobody in Houston has done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. I've been down to the facility. I've seen it. I've met him. Good guy. I trust him. And PAE covered by most insurance plans on top of that. You want to learn more about this? Give them a call. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. Don't get the drill in your pee hole. Nobody needs that. Check them out online. Choose PAE.com. Baby, we live in a dream. Living a dream. Gang not coming
in left. Top ranked in loyalty. Top ranked. It's me. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And if one of the few sports teams I actually follow on Twitter is the Vegas Golden Knights, because their Twitter is fantastic. It's now 3-3, by the way. And so they tweet out. And, you know, every time they score in their head, they're tweeting all this excited stuff. They just tweet out 3-3 is all it says. And it has the little the little baby lion from Lion King looking all like. They do stuff like that all the time. It's hilarious. All right. You know what we need to do? This is Adok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Adok Jeweler gym of the day.
Okay, guys, I get some bad news for you. I think in this day and age, it's impossible to have an affair.
Okay.
Like I've got cameras in the front and the back of my house, so it's not like I could sneak in hoes.
Can't get them into the NFL bubble.
Nope, can't get them into the NFL bubble. The my damn car has GPS on it, so if somebody wanted to track me, they could. Well, it's even worse. A man recognized his wife on Google Maps.
Oof.
Getting very cozy with a guy on a bench. This was in Lima, Peru. But, CCTV's out there. They can get you with that. But, yeah, this is a... To me, this means you just can't go anywhere. Because they're just on a park bench, and the Street View tool captured his wife with another man. He, they obscure the faces on there, but he recognized the clothing. And he basically confronted her. She admitted it, and they got divorced. So, just be careful out there. And I know in the Ronaverse, nobody's actually having affairs because you can't go anywhere.
Right.
But now, be afraid. Because Google Maps may rat you out. And this goes to both men and women.
Well, careful out there, folks.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Bring it back to the Cowboys because CA on there says, I feel Dak is better than he gets credit for, but I could be wrong. Interested to see him under McCarthy. I think... This is where I'll find out if I really think the guy can be the kind of quarterback that can win a Super Bowl for you is under McCarthy. And I don't think he's better than he gets credit for. He gets more credit than I think he deserves. And, you know, it just depends on what you look at. And we've gone through the stats before. I need to see more out of him. And if it's going to happen, here it is. And Lamont mentioned, not only is it impossible to have an affair, car sex is pretty much over in metropolitan cities. It's cameras everywhere. So,
hey, did you see? I'm trying to get on Jose Cruz Jr. because they're still doing that Constellation Energy League. I figured we could talk about what they got going on. I guess they got to be getting close to a playoff of some kind. I saw that Scott Kazmir has joined the Eastern Reyes del Tigre, which is a really oddly named team in that Constellation League, one of the four teams. So Scott Kazmir, three-time All-Star Scott Kazmir, former Astro.
High school Scott Kazmir.
Oh, yeah? So he's back in the game. If he has any kind of success and you're the GM of the Houston Astros, boy, I'd get his ass up here. You need some kind of arms, even if he's a bullpen arm. I don't care. Astros got to find something.
Well, he was an Astro briefly,
yep,
as you recall, and he kind of had a renaissance. Wasn't he here before? Wasn't he a Skeeter, and then he kind of had a renaissance?
Skeeter in 2012, and then kind of...
Yeah. Got back to the bigs, got a big contract again,
yep,
and then not so much. But Matt says, Fred, I know your rules for not betting people with your own money, but if I cash-apped you some money to lay a bet, would you do it for me? No, I would not. I don't do that for anybody, sorry. There's websites out there for you. We talk about MyBookie all the time, and I got BetUSR on Twitter. Either one of those, perfect place to go make a bet. There's no reason for me to do that. Sorry. Flimsy Cherry says Kazmir greater than Josh James.
Gotta be. And gotta Steve. Be.
Maybe so. I don't know. But Kazmir should make his first appearance this weekend. There's no playoffs. Season ends at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
So, that from someone who would know, Patrick Creighton.
There you go.
The voice of all those teams, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, Yeah, that's just, sorry, that's just a long time policy. I don't make bets for people, whether they pay me up front or not. I'm not a bookie, and there's so many options out there. There's no reason for me to do that.
Did you get into any Astros last night?
A little bit. I watched them get a nice lead and then got out of the way. Watched Zach Greinke giving away signs.
I like it.
I do too.
I think it's funny. And I know I think it was Josh Innes often sends me predictions from Show over at 610. And Show said that Zach Greinke was a bottom of the rotation guy at this point of his career. Not the bottom
Zach
of this
Greinke
rotation.
Zach Greinke is a bottom of rotation guy. Show says so. Show says so.
Show all caps says so.
Yeah.
Zach Greinke, another great performance. Now, mind you, the Giants are really awful. They're dreadful. You should be shutting them down. And I think it was Machete with the three-run homer that kind of broke it open a little bit. But I do love Zach Greinke basically saying, hey, throwing the slider, and then he throws the slider. Like it's not even sneaky. He's a good pitcher, man.
He can still pitch. He's not a bottom of rotation. Well, yeah.
And I know. Like a lot of people are concerned about his velocity being down. Here's the thing about Zach Greinke. He was never a power pitcher. Zach Greinke was always like a low 90s kind of guy. And now,
at his peak, he could get to like 94, 95,
right.
But that was.
But he was never like blowing dudes away with heat. That's a dude who's a real pitcher. And guys like that, even when their velocity drops into the. Like CC Sabathia. CC Sabathia's velocity dropped. He was still effective because he's a good pitcher. Yeah. Zach Greinke's the kind of pitcher in the mid 80s, mid to high 80s. He can still get some work done, man.
Yeah, and you know what? It's good to see him have fun because I know baseball's not fun for him a lot of times when he has to talk to people. I think the game's fun, but I think dealing with the press and the anxiety and all that, I don't think is fun for him. He seemed to be having fun last night, so good for him. Patrick also says it's Jimmy Buffett Parrothead jersey giveaway weekend. That I need to see at Skeeter's. And 832, who's texted me the same question five times. I answered your question last segment. So if you missed it, you're going to have to go back to Podcast Arena. 713-780-ESPN. Flimsy Cherry says Greinke is much watched TV. Only thing that is much watched on the Astros, in my opinion. I still like tuning in when McCullers pitches just until they open the roof and then I'm out. But yeah, I don't know what to make of this team. So. Right now, although some news for you, I do have a couple little news. Justin Verlander may start throwing again next week.
Boy, that's huge if true.
Right. I don't know. But I'll take their word for it for now. The other thing is, Yordan Alvarez should return very soon.
All right.
Probably this weekend. But yeah, Verlander to begin throwing next week, according to Larry Brown Sports, according to Brian McTaggart, excuse me. He's been making excellent progress. And, I knowing a little bit about Verlander, that dude's going to be motivated to come back just because he wants to prove them wrong when they said he was out for the year.
I hope that he's not trying to push himself to get back too early.
No, get back when you need to get back.
Yeah, take your time, dude.
But,
and especially in a year where there's eight teams making the playoffs per league, just make sure you're ready for that. And honestly, if your team wasn't going to make the playoffs because they were missing a starting pitcher in a year where over half the league makes it, then they don't deserve you anyway.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that because if he's here and pitching, and they miss if he's not here and they miss it by a game, you can't tell me he wouldn't have made a difference, and you can't tell me that when you get to a playoff series. Having him makes a huge difference in the team versus what it was during the regular season. And,
if you miss the playoffs when over half the league makes it, that means you've got a losing record. I don't feel bad. I mean,
but
you shouldn't have made it anyway. You deserve to be in the playoffs.
Well, but none of those teams deserve to be in the playoffs, but that's the way the setup is this year. And if you get in, you're going to have a chance if you've got Justin Verlander at the top of your rotation.
Especially because... the likelihood is this is Justin Verlander's last year in an Astros uniform. You going to rush back to help this under 500 team in the playoffs?
He's under contract for next year.
Okay.
What? You didn't? You know that.
I do know that, but I'm just saying.
Well, why are you saying it's his last year then?
Because I wouldn't be surprised based on what we've just seen. Especially when we're talking about maybe he's out for the season, I wouldn't have surprised me if they moved on from him. If it was Tommy John, which it looks like it's not. So maybe it's not fair to
you
say
know,
that.
I don't know where that's coming from. I mean, he says he wants to pitch till he's 45. They're happy with him. Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. All right, so we got your Astros stuff in. We've got your we got your GM talk done. Where do you want to go here?
I don't know. I tore my headphone cushion off.
It's
a disaster.
Oh man, I totally forgot about this, Aaron. I wanted you to get the audio of this chick in Phoenix who flew on American. She was going to from Los Angeles to Vegas and had a stop in Phoenix and refused to wear a mask. And so when they landed in Phoenix, they basically flagged her and said, "You're not getting on the next plane." And she just went nuts and she's screaming and they get her. She gets not only doesn't get to go to Vegas, she gets arrested and taken out. It's like, it's really, guys, it's. And, I mean, she was going nuts. And she wasn't white, so she wasn't a Karen, unfortunately.
What was her race?
She was a black woman. Mm. Very angry one. So you can find the video if you want. But she's, like, screaming and she punches the gate agent. Now, that's not on the video.
I don't know why people are, like, especially when confronted with something like that, you don't just say, "All right, you got me. I'll put on the stupid mask."
Well, she refused to wear it on the first flight. And I kind of thought they wouldn't take off if you were doing that. That's what I had heard. But
I would assume that.
But apparently they did. And then she's like, "I'm getting on this mother bleeping plane." And
were there snakes on that mother bleeping plane?
I'm guessing not, because who would want to get on there that badly? But that's my fault, because I meant to get that to Aaron. I was going to send it to him and say, "Hey, clean this up," because it's funny. I can't believe people get that angry. And then, like, you're going to go through security and get on a plane. You're going to fight them off so you can get on a plane that will never take off.
Yeah.
Because of you.
It's an odd move.
Yeah. But, you remember how we had the Hamptons Gigolo Kid story? That after we did it, we started, both of us speculated that it was probably made up. It was made up. So it just sounded like some bad movie plot. Here's one. We did this on Twitch yesterday, and I wanted to save it for today for on air. 10 bands that are worse than Nickelback.
Okay.
This from Bro Bible. And let's all participate here. And you guys can tell me if you agree, worse than Nickelback.
I think we did this.
We did it for Twitch. We didn't do it on air.
Oh,
and I want Aaron involved. So and remember we said, "Hey, let's do it on air for the on air people tomorrow."
Okay.
Imagine Dragons. Better than, worse than Nickelback?
I'll say worse than.
I will also say
I'll
worse
say
than.
Equal to. I hate them both. I hate that Imagine Dragons gets played on rock radio because they're not a rock band. But I don't know what kind of band I would call them. But I think they're equally awful, and they might be equally popular as well.
Yeah.
I will go also worse, and equal is not an option. So
then I'll go worse then.
Okay, so 3-0. Buckcherry.
Buckcherry's probably, well, I don't know.
I mean, they picked the bands pretty well, because yeah. it's not easy. It's not an easy, oh, yeah, definitely worse or definitely better.
I'll say Buck Cherry's better. Ugh.
I'm going to go worse, I think.
I will break the tie with better. Ugh.
I knew what you were going to say. Buck Cherry's right up your alley.
Hoobastank, worse.
I mean, I don't know how. I feel like Hoobastank has one song.
They have two.
What's their other one?
So they have one. Well, I play both.
Crawling in the Dark.
Crawling in the Dark, and then Out of Control.
No, The Reason.
And The Reason. They have.
That song is so bad.
Hoobastank's better than Nickelback.
No, not better than Nickelback. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say better.
Ugh, you guys are dumb. Five for Fighting.
I don't even know them.
That they do that Superman song.
You got me. I mean,
he could find it for you. They're worse than Nickelback, though. There's no doubt.
Give me 20 seconds of Five for Fighting, and I'll tell you if they're worse or better than Nickelback. That's how much of a critic I am. I'm a music critic. This is their big hit?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Oh, they're worse than Nickelback. Yeah.
Okay. Train.
I think Train is better than Nickelback. My wife would disagree. She hates Train with like a weird passion. Like you would think like some horrible life trauma happened to her while Train was being played in the background. So that guy Pat Monahan does I forget what channel it's on. I think it's on Lithium. But he does like a thing called Train Tracks. No, maybe it's not Lithium. It's one of the Pulse or something that she listens to. And anytime his show comes on, he picks the songs, she's just so repulsed by him that she won't even listen to that.
I'm going to go with worse.
Aaron?
I'm going to go with worse as well.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Papa Roach. I'm going to go with better than
Papa
Nickelback.
Roach is better than Nickelback.
Better.
All right.
That's the first one we've all agreed on?
Think so.
No, I think we all agreed on one being worse early, but as far as better.
Okay.
Maroon 5. I'm going to go worse.
Maroon 5 is better than Nickelback.
No, Maroon 5 is awful.
They are. So is Nickelback.
I know, but they're even more awful. No. Break the tie.
This is a really difficult list.
I know. It's a good list for that reason.
I don't like them. I like Nickelback more than I would like Maroon 5, okay. But Maroon 5 has better musicians.
And their songs suck, though. I mean, they're awful.
They got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah, that's not even rock.
I mean, that whole band is just Adam Levine and some dudes.
I agree.
Stained.
Stained is better.
I'm going to go no.
I like Slipknot Corey Taylor. I don't like Stain Corey Taylor.
No, okay. That's not Corey Taylor. You're thinking of... What are they called? It's not Stain. Stain is Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going worse.
Okay. You think Stain is worse?
Yeah. Yes.
No way.
Dude. It's been a while.
Stain has a song called Mud Shovel that's better than literally anything Nickelback's ever made.
Matt, you've lost 2-1.
You're wrong on
Stone
that.
Sour is what I was thinking of.
Stone Sour, yeah. Stone Sour is great.
Yeah, Stone Sour is really good. U2 is on their list.
I hate U2, but I still think they're probably better than Nickelback.
I would agree with
that. Only because they're musically better.
Yeah, I hate how political they are. That kind of, yeah, but I'll go with U2 also.
I hate that they forced me to listen to something I didn't want to.
Do you hate that Rage Against the Machine is political?
No, I love that they're political.
Oh, okay.
Because I like their music. And I don't think they're phonies. U2's a bunch of phonies. Smash Mouth. In the news this week, I might add.
Yeah. Smash Mouth, who played Sturgis. Smash Mouth might be, I think they're worse.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I'd agree.
All right.
I still can't believe you guys think Stained is worse than Nickelback.
Stain only has like 3 decent songs and they all sound exactly the same.
No, that's not true. And Stain was heavy on their early albums.
The only thing I will, ooh, somebody brought up a really good one, a fair comparison, Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down is better than Nickelback.
See, I'm not a big Three Doors Down fan. Same thing, they've got like 3 songs that all sound alike to me. But The one thing I'll tell you about Nickelback is every single song, when you hear the song, you know it's Nickelback and you've heard it before, but I can't tell you the names of maybe 10% of them.
I know This Is How You Remind Me. I know Rockstar.
But I mean, honestly, if you go through, well, I guess here's how I put it. He could play a song and I could probably tell you what it is, but I couldn't tell you more than that I've never heard more than 30 seconds.
Photograph.
Yeah.
That's, look at this photograph.
Something in your mouth.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
What's the other one? So I guess I've heard every Nickelback song, but I don't feel like I've heard more than 20 seconds of every Nickelback song. How's that?
Okay.
Does that make sense? It was like, because it'll come on somewhere and then I'll change the channel. But I've heard them, and so I could probably tell you. So. Yeah, and so he's like, oh, wow, Stained and Three Doors Down are way better than Nickelback. But let's not try to make arguments for how much better bad bands are than other bad bands. Nobody's way better of that group. So, yeah, the thing is, I think, Nickelback's one of those things, like, nobody wants to admit they like them, and yet they sell millions of albums.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh, Hinder.
Ooh, Hinder is Nickelback, pretty much, except they say bad words in their songs.
I kind of like Hinder, though.
Oh, you would.
So did every girl I went to high school with.
What song? What's the name of this song?
This is Far Away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have never known that.
I could name that tune in like 12 notes.
You should have played Mud Shovel from Stain.
I can't find the unexplicit one.
Yeah, that's BS, dude.
At least not one that I can go through and vet to make sure real quick.
It's better, trust me.
Crystal may have just got herself banned.
What'd she say?
On Twitch, did she ask Audioslave? Audioslave is a million times better than Nickelback.
Shame.
Oh, my God. That's what you get for drinking that pink stuff.
I actually might put her, like, mute her account for a good 3 minutes.
Nah, I don't do that. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is not any good either.
This is better than any Nickelback song. No, name the Nickelback song better, Fred. I'll put my song over with yours. We'll do a poll, and you'll look stupid for saying Nickelback did a better song than this.
This song blows. Doesn't mean it's better than everything Nickelback's ever done.
That's what I'm at. I'm saying, what's your song to put it up against? We'll post a poll.
You'll post a poll.
Loser leaves town. You post it with your Canadian followers.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. I've got a bunch of followers in Canada.
I've got a bunch of followers who don't believe in child sex. They'll tell you the truth.
Guess what? None of mine do either. Just because I'm not, you know, out there trying to put myself out as a fake Texans guy because I don't believe in rape.
I'm not a fake Texans guy.
All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
You've got me all worked up.
Because your song sucks.
No, I'm not.
See, you love telling other people that songs that they like suck.
I'm not saying
that
song
hate it when
suck.
Somebody tells you.
I'm saying name the Nickelback song better. You can't.
Burn It to the Ground's better than that.
No, play Burn It to the Ground, Aaron. Crank it up.
And I guarantee you wrestling fans remember that one.
What, is this Andre the Giant's walkout song?
No, it was, but it was like, it used to be the opening to Raw. This one actually doesn't sound like Nickelback, which is why I like it. You've heard this.
I have heard this. Yeah. I've never heard words to it, though. That's what I'm waiting on. Now it sounds like Nickelback.
Yeah, but the the music's a little harder than what they usually do.
The backing music is better than a normal Nickelback song.
Yes, it is.
But it's the same three-word lines.
No, it's... Oops.
Oops.
I should have warned you about that. But yeah, that one's better. All right, now let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Let's go to... which one do I want to start with? Let's start with R. Kelly, since I did promise no child sex talk, but we're going to have to in this case. Three men charged in plots to bribe, threaten alleged victims of R. Kelly. So basically, R. Kelly, who's got a lot of people saying that he's done this. You can't hush them all. You can't go bullying all of them. Now three people are charged with trying to silence witnesses against him. This isn't going to go over well for R. Kelly. It's something you definitely don't want to come out before your trial. You've got some bleep. I don't know what the bleep you might got. Some videos or some iPads or whatever you might got. Your story. They just want that to disappear. You know what I'm saying? That's a text message he said he sent to the woman. He wants to pay you for silence. That's not a good look,
no.
R. Kelly. Not a good look.
All right, it took me forever to figure out R. Kelly and Reckless Kelly weren't the same person. Well, I mean, I just thought maybe
one's
it was
a country band.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't. I don't really listen to either one of them, so I thought maybe he just shortens his name every now and then from Reckless to R.
I used to play in Reckless Kelly's softball jam every year. Their celebrity softball tournament. When I worked in Austin, I would play in their tournament or their game. It was just one game. But they had the game where Eric Winston hit a softball further than I've ever seen a human man hit a softball.
I could see that.
It went like, you know, it's, you know how they set up a fence that's a home run
right.
for a softball game, like if it's on a big league field. Eric Winston hit it over that fence, over the real fence, over the fence that basically encloses the Dell Diamond from the parking lot. And probably about 20 or 30 yards into the parking lot. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before. Like
did he flex and go real slow?
No, he just trotted like it was no big deal. If I hit a ball like that.
I'm staring at it, man.
If I hit a golf ball as far as he hit that softball, I would have been swinging my club around between my legs like I was
doing I'd have been doing the Pedro Serrano thing with the, big ones.
I would have got on my golf club and rode it like a pony around in circles. And he was just like, no big deal. I just, you know, hit a baseball 400 or a softball 400 feet. No, nothing. Nothing to see here. CeeLo Green had to apologize. He said that he apologized to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, saying there should be a time and a place for adult content in music videos. He believes that artists like Nicki Minaj are desperate. And he said, attention is also a drug. Competition is around. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they're more or less doing similar salacious gesturing to kind of get into position. I get it. The independent woman and being in control, the divine femininity and sexual expression. I get it all. But it comes at what cost? So now he had to come out and say, there seems to be a lot of misunderstanding of my quotes. Firstly, I'm an advocate of artistic freedom and expression, as well as a fan of Nicki, Cardi, and Megan. I know most of them personally and consider Cardi and Offset family. Therefore, I would never disrespect them by any means. Oh, he did just say one of them was desperate. That does seem it's a little disrespectful.
I do have a question. Okay, because I'm not familiar with Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm not either.
Okay, so, but it's a woman, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But a stallion has a penis.
Yes.
As a horse racing guy, that confuses me. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
I had to ask.
I mean.
I mean, I don't know if she wants to be Megan the Filly or Megan the Mare.
That doesn't seem like it's as effective of a name.
Yeah, but, you know, not that I've seen this before, but stallions have really long penises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a couple feet.
We're slowly, movie theaters are starting to slowly open back up, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys interested in that?
Not me.
Not really. I mean, I'll go to like the drive-in.
Yeah, I think drive-in's the way to go going forward.
Yeah, but I mean, what are they going to show? There's no movies.
Well, there are some movies coming out.
Oh, really?
That's right. Specifically, the first notable ticket sales will be coming out of Canada.
Would you?
Paramount is giving a big screen release to SpongeBob, Sponge on the Run, in 301 theaters in Canada. It was originally intended to be theatrically released in the U.S., but they decided not to do that. They decided to do a PVOD release early next year, leading up to a rebranding of their streaming service. Also opening on Friday is Russell Crowe's road rage movie Unhinged. So Canada going to throw things out and see how it works, and I'm guessing the U.S. is going to say, well, if...
Yeah, they've got things under control a lot better than we do right now, though.
They say, typically in conjunction with a big U.S. tentpole release, Canada can rep 8 to 10% of a film's weekend box office. To give you an idea of how wide SpongeBob is going, the footprint is akin to what Disney's The Lion King was last July, booked at 329 theaters. Should SpongeBob see a low seven-figure take, that's fantastic. If Unhinged does mid to high six figures, that's very respectable. So,
yeah, because these places aren't going to be full, so you're not going to do the box office numbers you ordinarily would.
They're currently capped between 20 and 40%.
Okay.
And it says the U.S.'s neighbor to the north has done a fantastic job at flattening the curve. Only 124 new cases in Ontario and Quebec. So they've decided that they're going to go ahead and try to roll this thing out slowly.
Yeah, they've...
Unhinged won't open in the U.S. until August 21st.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like September 1st is when most of them are looking at reopening here. But, yeah, they've done a very good job up there of keeping things under control. They've got the gyms opened back up this week, and now the theaters are opening back up. So, all right. That was Hoffman on Hollywood. Still 3-3 over there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, guess what? You got another show next, so you can watch whatever the hell you
just
want.
Just under 10 minutes left.
All right. You can watch the last 10 minutes. And all right. That's going to wrap it up. Well, I thought it was a fun show. A little pedo-y at time, but, you know.
Speaking of.
All right. Aaron, welcome back. Good job, man. Glad to have you back. I want to thank all the Twitchers they were entertaining today.
Let me give you that beep, beep.
And Hoffman was pretty close to a personal best for burps today, but really faded in the last hour. I think
I did.
You were on a record pace. I want to thank Jason Braddock for jumping on here and totally destroying his former station. Tomorrow, it's going to be a frat party. You won't want to miss it. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches. As if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together. We got drinking all night. Then after the show, it's the after party. Yeah. ESPN 97.5.